Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today I want to talk about messing with success. Three ways to continuously improve your selling success. Well, there's the old saying, don't mess with success. Or another version of that is, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, this advice is often backed up with singular examples where a company messed with their sales success and lost it all. New Coke is the shining example of how Coca-Cola, they changed a 99-year-old formula. In 1985, they went out and they created something called New Coke, what some call the biggest marketing nightmare ever created, or failure. Before we condemn the marketing team, let's keep a couple things in mind. We have to remember that Coke was losing market share at the time. Yes, their formula had been working for 99 years, but Pepsi was catching up to them. So they were trying to stem the losses. Secondly, they changed the formula right back to the original, and the sales went back to where they were. And thirdly, probably more important, if I'm not mistaken, anyone who was around when it happened still remembers it very well, especially in business where it's been quoted and talked about quite a bit. I'd say it was a tremendous marketing success, judging by the number of impressions of Coke and New Coke. How does this affect you and your sales territory out there calling on producers and ag buyers? Well, if you stay in sales long enough, you're going to find yourself in the same situation as Coke. After 3 or 4 years, you're going to figure out who your best types of customers are. Small producers, large producers, traditional, progressive, etc. You're going to feel more comfortable and have more success with these types of customers, and that's great. And you will try to repeat that success over and over again, which is also great. You're going to stay in that pattern, that routine. However, the world we sell into changes constantly. Competition steps up their game. Those ideal customers change. The economics of our industry changes. Often these changes are subtle, and before long our sales begin to slip. Now the difficult thing for the salesperson in this situation is to try new approaches. They find it difficult to try new customer segments or sell into new geographies. We think to ourselves, hey, if my sales approach is working on large producers in Rock County, it should be fine for small producers in Jackson County. And we go over to Jackson County and we run into rejection, then head straight back to where we had our success in Rock County. While it's good to have the cash cow products and the cash cow part of our territory, you need to be like any large company and have your own research department in your sales approach. Now, most large manufacturing companies have some form of research and development, and the main part of the company is running at full speed, making products and making revenue. However, down in the lab, the research department is creating new products and services. And that's exactly how you can view your sales approach. Keep having success with your proven approach, but nourish a small research department on the side. Now, what does a sales research department look like? Well, number one, start by taking a different route to and from customers. We're like mules. We love to go on the same route to our customers every time. On some of my more common routes, I knew the exact fastest way to get from one to the other. I'd run that same route months after months, maybe even for years. Instead, take a different route. You might be surprised at what you see. You might catch someone at their bin site or feeding cattle that you've been trying to meet. You might see a new piece of equipment or barn on a farm, and it gives you a reason to stop in. Well, number two, dip your toe in the water. Research doesn't mean you change your entire product line and sales approach in one day. Run a sale or try a unique approach in a portion of your territory where it won't do much harm. After a few years, I would approach some of my best customers and work with them on a beta version of whatever idea I had. They enjoyed being on the ground floor of the creative process on new promotions or new products, and they also provided great advice on making it better. Well, the third way to have a little research and try a new approach and mess a little bit with your success is to travel. Most ideas are not completely new. Besides, reinventing anything wastes a lot of your time. Traveling around to other sales territories within my company gave me some of the best ideas for anything from products to promotions, product quality issues, marketing angles to objection handling. I know it's easier now with Zoom, but hey, it's just not the same. Go see firsthand and ask the detailed questions. Now, many times the success of doing any project or selling any product, the success is in the small details. I could explain golf in a few sentences, but you really don't understand it until you see it or play it yourself. Now, if you don't have a nationwide company to travel around to, visit other geographies and view the process from the outside. You might visit a similar company to yours and shop their business like a customer would. When I'm traveling through an area, I will stop into an equipment dealer, agronomy retail location, or feed business. Once in a while, it's a wealth of knowledge about how the industry operates in different parts of the world. Visiting family in Georgia, I stopped into an equipment dealer that had a handwritten sign up. Always remember this, that said, "We will be open as late as needed during peanut harvest." Now, this intrigued me and caught my attention. And visiting with one of the counter people, I learned a whole lot more about peanut, sweet potato, and tobacco production from an equipment standpoint than I ever would have had I taken the traditional four-lane highway to where I was going that day. Now, if you are committed to continuously getting better at your job and being able to help your customers more today than you could yesterday, then you're going to have to adapt. You're going to need to try new approaches. And to do that, you will be messing with your success formula. And if you make a mistake, like our friends at Coca-Cola, you can go back to the safe area without much difficulty. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.